Sermon 14. Are we those entrusted with the mysteries of God? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Let a man so consider us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. We are those entrusted with the mysteries of God. Apostle Paul said, "Let a man so consider us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. This is truly a passage where we can know the heart of Apostle Paul. Do the saints really consider the apostles as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God? Paul is commanding them to consider him as a servant of God and also as one entrusted with the mysteries of God. Who are the servants of Christ and those entrusted with the mysteries of God? Apostles like Apostle Paul are those entrusted with the mysteries of God. Today, those who believe in the message of the cross are preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. You can tell by looking at their fruits how much people have damaged the gospel of the water and the Spirit within Christianity up to this day. Truly, the gospel of the water and the Spirit appears as the fruit of true faith. You can see and know that God's servants are those who bear the fruit of the gospel. The fruit of faith and the river of living water are flowing within the church. You do not know how many people have damaged the message of the cross. Today, you will be able to find the fruit born in those who have been saved from their own sins. The souls of those who do not have the fruit of faith are those who have deviated from the message of the cross. In John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, it says, "On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.' But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. It is the word that if you know and believe in the righteousness of the Lord, you will receive the removal of sins in your heart, and the living water of the Holy Spirit will overflow in that heart. It is the word that once we believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, which is the message of the cross, in our hearts, and receive the blotting out of sins, spiritual life will flow like a river in our lives. Jesus received baptism from John and washed away the sins of the world as white as snow, and thus he made us sinless people. Jesus has made us people of faith who can come before God. Everyone, are you experiencing the river of living water permitted by the Lord flowing within your hearts? When we think about how our Lord received baptism from John, received the judgment of sin on the cross, resurrected from death, and has now given us the faith to believe, joy overflows in our hearts. What is required of stewards is faithfulness. Everyone, you and I, who believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, are living as those entrusted with the mystery of the gospel of the kingdom of God in God's church. To have become a person with no sin in the heart, by believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, is to have received a tremendous blessing. What kind of gospel is the message of the cross on earth that it has eliminated human sins. The gospel that makes a person sinless like this is exactly the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Apostle Paul said in verse 2, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful." We must become those who are faithful to the preaching of God's gospel. The people of the world have never even once heard the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The ones entrusted with this precious mystery of God are you and I. Today, people attending Christianity also do not know the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. They know that if they pray, asking for God's Holy Spirit in their hearts, they will receive it. So they know that after the sermon, they receive the Holy Spirit through loud, fervent prayer and prayer of repentance. However, the Lord said that whoever is thirsty should come to Him and drink. It means to drink the living water by faith in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit of the removal of sins given by the Lord. Everyone, it is not that we are saved by doing something more besides believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. There is nothing more we have to do besides accepting in our hearts that the Lord received baptism from John for us, shed His blood on the cross for us, and received the judgment of sin for us. We do not need to do anything other than the work of believing the gospel word of salvation, by which the Lord took charge of our sins and eliminated them. The gospel we believe is the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Even if we have done some right thing before God, we cannot obtain the assurance of the blotting out of sins in our hearts with that. We are saved only by the faith that believes in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Our Lord is speaking to us in that way. He is telling us to preach the gospel word to the whole world. Leave judgment only to the Lord. As we read the Bible like this, we realize that Apostle Paul received the removal of sins by believing in the message of the cross. Apostle Paul is a precious servant of God. Perhaps because of this, he did not even marry for the purpose of preaching the gospel. It is because he had to travel to many places to preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Because it is difficult for an evangelist to handle the work of preaching the gospel if tied down to a family, he intentionally did not marry. Because that was not a time when literature mission could be done, he had to visit those regions in person. He had to offer his own body and preach and testify to the gospel word of the water and the Spirit with his own mouth. Apostle Paul said, "Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. It means that Jesus Christ will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Honorable workers of God. Everyone, God knows all the center of our hearts. We who believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit are now the workers of God and also those entrusted with the mysteries of God. Whether people recognize it or not, we are the ones who must preach this gospel word to the whole world. When looking at yourselves, do not forget the fact that you are doing the precious preaching of God's gospel. Because you and I believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit in our hearts, we are preaching the gospel to the whole world. It is enough if God is with us. It is easy to say, but knowing this gospel, keeping this faith, and obeying God's word and following His will for the preaching of this gospel is not an easy task, since it is also a work that must be continued until death. It can never be taken lightly. Therefore, please do not say that our own salvation from sin and the work of preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to the whole world is by any means an easy task. Everyone, if one is a righteous person, One plays the role of a righteous person as one grows. Because of that, faith grows, and one comes to live as an evangelist. By uniting with God's church, one unites with the preceding servants and becomes the servants of God. By all means, I believe that you are living as those entrusted with the mysteries of God. I know you as the workers of God. I also know myself as such a person and believe so. Let us faithfully handle the work entrusted to us before God. As those who do precious work before God, even if we have weak and lacking parts, I hope we do not look down on ourselves. God said of us, "Let a man so consider us as stewards of the mysteries of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. While I follow the Lord and do the Lord's work, sometimes when I lose strength, get exhausted, and fall, the Lord gives me strength through the Word. As I read the Song of Solomon like this, I realize that the Lord is loving me. Although there are no words about the gospel of the water and the Spirit in the Song of Solomon, it is speaking about the relationship between the Lord and us. It is about how much the Lord loves you and me. It is that He has placed you and me as workers in the vineyard. It is that the Lord finds us lovely when you and I work in the Lord's vineyard. Even if we look like the tents of Kedar when others see us, the reason they should not look askance at us is that the Lord's love is upon us. In the Lord's eyes, there is no person so beautiful, no person so precious. We must live by the faith that knows and believes in the Lord's love. The gospel of the water and the Spirit spreading to the whole world. Everyone, we are doing literature mission right now, and we are indeed those doing a truly precious work. You do not know to how many people you and I, as those entrusted with the mystery of God's gospel, are distributing the spiritual food of life. We are the ones preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to the 8 billion people of the whole world. We are the ones raising the Lord's flocks of sheep. It means that you and I are now acting as the calyx support for the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We are spreading the gospel through e-books, printed books, and audio. There is no one as precious before God as we are. There are many Christian organizations around the world, but there are no people who preach such a precious gospel word as our gathering does. I think that just keeping this gospel word makes us very honorable people. Even without doing particularly great or massive things, just by preaching this gospel of the water and the Spirit without altering it, we have become precious people. It means that we can do all things through Him who gives us strength. I edit the contents of my sermons on the gospel word of truth, which I realized by reading the Bible words alone, into documents, translate them into English, and put them out. We are preaching the Word of God so that all pastors, missionaries, and laypeople can read our books, eat the food of life, and be transformed. Those who are currently weighed down by sin receive salvation from sin when they hear the word we preach. They are rejoicing after reading the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Those who thought God's work was nothing are now joyfully preaching God's gospel. They are preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit in their own regions and all over the world. This is not my work alone, but I am working together with co-workers all over the world right now. The work of preaching the gospel is the fruit of faith and the fruit of our service. Everyone, does it make a sound when we do literature mission? It makes no sound at all. God knows that we are working, we are preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit like this by faith. We work very quietly. But this gospel is entering the whole world soundlessly. How much is the gospel preached by pastors who boast loudly about how great they are being spread? At best, it is only being spread within their own churches and their own denominations. Even though they believe in Jesus, they still live as sinners. It means that the devil is deceiving people like an angel of light. Jesus came 2,000 years ago, received baptism from John for you and me to take charge of the sins of the world, shed his blood on the cross, and resurrected to complete the work of saving you and me. And he ascended to the kingdom of heaven. He left the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to God's servants on this earth. And through this word, the ministry that Jesus did on this earth is being testified. If by chance Jesus appears before you wearing white clothes, please know that he is not Jesus. With faithfulness until the day the Lord comes. I believe that I am a servant of God, and all those who work with me are workers of God. We are those entrusted with the mysteries of God, and God does God's work through us. We met the Lord through the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, which is the word of God. It is to become those who are silently faithful until the day the Lord comes. God wants to do what he wants through us. We are working with the faith that believes in the Lord and the Lord's word. If we go forward by believing the Lord's word, the Lord's will is all accomplished. I believe that the Lord will work through you and me. We are honorable ones before God. Everyone, although we had difficult things before God this year, all those things brought us precious blessings. I pray that wisdom be given to the leaders of our country, and that war does not break out in this country. We must serve this gospel more and preach it more. And I am praying so that such a thing does not happen. May God give the faith to believe the Lord's word and also give blessings within this church as well. Please let the work of preaching the gospel also go all well. Hallelujah.